Continue Atlanta's progress has raised nearly $200,000 this month alone. Reed says the group is necessary to counteract special interest money coming from out of state.
There were groups not from the region, but from California and from Washington that were getting ready to invest significant dollars, and there was no counterweight to that.
Teach for America, a national group with close ties to charter schools, has contributed about $4,000 to four APS candidates as of October 1st. Other national pro-charter school groups like Democrats for Education Reform and KIPP have also donated to APS candidates. Jeff Dickerson, the spokesman for the Read Back Committee, says charter schools aren't the issue. Rather, he says the mayor doesn't want to cede control to outside groups when key decisions are ahead, like hiring a new APS superintendent.
The mayor's made no bones about the fact that he wants to get the best superintendent that we can get. And I think that he would rather have that decision influenced by local individuals and local business people and local taxpayers than by people who aren't.
But the team of Mayor Reed and the business community has some unsettled. State Senator Vincent Ford of Atlanta pointed to the business community's role in hiring Beverly Hall, the former APS superintendent indicted in wake of the school system's cheating scandal.
The business community put Beverly Hall in charge and then tried to cover up the cheating scandal. And if their judgment was wrong and almost criminal in that instance, we shouldn't be relying on them in this instance.
Georgia State University professor Harvey Newman says Atlanta voters are likely to push back at least some, but he said on its face, business engagement isn't a bad thing.
One of the things that separates Atlanta from some cities that have gone down some really difficult paths, Detroit is the poster child at present, is that Detroit has very little business engagement in its local politics. And Atlanta has that business engagement. And so the question that voters have to answer is, how much business involvement is enough? How much is too much?
Atlanta city elections are next Tuesday. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.